Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Deep Seas. I hope you all are looking forward to spring just like I am. Today, in this episode, I'm going to be switching gears a little bit and talking about something that is really important to me, and something that's been really important to me over the past couple of years of my high school time as well. Since my sophomore year, I've been working on a startup focused on environmental sustainability using AI deployed on edge devices, and I've been doing quite a bit of research in this space. And today, I'm ready to share it with you all. But before I get specifically into my project, let me quickly summarize how exactly machine learning is helping advance several of these UN sustainability goals. There are a total of 17 sustainable development goals as defined by the United Nations, and they can be grouped under three pillars: environment, economy, and society. I highly encourage you guys to Google the UN sustainable development goals and learn more about them, because there are quite a bit of ways that specifically machine learning and even other different types of automation can be implemented to achieve these goals and fight the problems that society is facing. And AI has the potential to accelerate global efforts to protect the environment and conserve resources. For example, by detecting energy emission reductions, helping with CO2 removal, helping develop greener transportation networks, or even something like monitoring deforestation and predicting extreme weather conditions. When combined with satellite imagery, AI can detect changes in land use, vegetation, forest cover, and even the fallout of natural disasters. Invasive species can be monitored, identified, and tracked using the AI-based technology, and this identifying and tracking of their presence can also help with the elimination of them, all done with the use of machine learning and computer vision. A company called Blue River Technology is currently using AI and advanced machine learning models to detect the presence of invasive species and other biodiversity changes. Something that I specifically looked into is how AI can be used to detect Asian carp in Lake Michigan. And that was a really interesting project that I think there's quite a bit of potential in that project as well. My research, though, went deep into one of these other important sustainability goals: life below water. To conserve and sustainably use the ocean and its marine resources is one of the most important published goals of the United Nations Sustainable Development. The oceans are our principal source of biodiversity, with a global seafood market of over $120 billion. And they are a basic nutritional source for over 4 billion people. According to the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, about 1 in 5 consumed fish is procured through illegal, unreported, or unregulated fishing. The United Nations states that IUU fishing undermines national and regional efforts to conserve and manage fish stocks, and as a consequence, inhibits progress towards achieving the goals of long-term sustainability and responsibility. Moreover, IUU fishing, or illegal, unreported, unregulated fishing, greatly disadvantages and discriminates against those fishers that act responsibly, honestly, and in accordance with the terms of their fishing authorizations. According to the World Wide Fund for Nature, IUU fishing threatens marine ecosystems, puts food security at risk, and regional stability at risk, and is linked to major human rights violations and even major organized crime. Thus, combating IUU is a major goal of the UN, and it's listed significantly under the UN Sustainable Development Goals as the goal Life Below Water. Through my research, I found that in some locations, government-employed observers accompany boats to prevent IUU fishing. Companies like Meizu provide mobile apps for regulators and fisheries to report illegal activity if they do observe it. However, even in wealthy countries, observers can only monitor a minuscule percentage of fishing vessels. For example, in the expansive region of the Pacific Ocean, from Indonesia to Hawaii, just 2% of fishing operations are actively monitored by observers. Advances in geospatial data and the ability to analyze large volumes of data using machine learning have opened new possibilities to track illegal fishing. Currently, illegal fishing is primarily being identified by using a vessel's automatic identification system, an AIS signal, which can be tracked by a satellite. The real-time global positioning data, along with the vessel's speed and direction, can be tracked, and machine learning models can be trained to make inferences on vessel activities. Google startup Global Fishing Watch relies on this approach using AIS signals. However, only 15% of active vessels actually have AIS signals installed. AIS systems that send these signals installed. And also, the fishing vessels engaging in illegal activities often will easily hide their location by masking their signal or turning off their AIS systems. It is extremely difficult to find these illegal fishing vessels because of their behavior under the radar. My research and the startup, a startup that goes along with my research, is an initiative to develop a real-time surveillance system using machine learning to identify illegal fishing activity with a careful image analysis of aerial or surface level images or videos taken in real time. And this provides a continuous and reliable monitoring of MPAs, marine protected areas, in contrast to the currently prevalent big data analysis that relies instead on satellite global positioning data, which only covers around 15% of vessels. Collectively, my real-time technologies could help provide the support needed to take on the serious threat facing our oceans. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know there's a lot of potential in this space, and I highly encourage you guys to look further into other solutions that can be explored to combat illegal fishing, or even any of the other UN sustainability goals. I'll be back with another episode soon, but until then, goodbye.